there exists a subgroup, the nice guy. A dying breed of chivalrous, romantic, domesticated gentlemen whose qualities are desired by the opposite sex, allegedly. However, they are dismissed and confined in such concepts as the bestie, work husband, and the dreaded friend zone. Jason and Manny are the last of the nice guys.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Why the first?
I don't know.
You're not eating anything, so I don't know what was that about.
Or am I? So hey guys, another episode
special.
Another special episode. Just
nope, special. Just special.
We're just gonna call this the Avoidance Chronicles at this point.
Oh, that's a great title. I mean, too bad we're already like 30 episodes in and I can't change it to that. That'd have been great. Thanks for tuning into the Avoidance Chronicles. I'm Jason and that's Manny, and we're here to keep avoiding the 100 episode. Oh, all right. I like that. I like that a lot. The Avoidance Chronicles. Too bad. You should have come up with that a while ago. That's great.
Sorry.
But yes. Another special, you know, mini episode, hopefully, for the most part. I did speak to Joe, and he and I will be traveling in a couple of weeks. So the idea that Manny brought up was I'll do some segments with him, and then I'll do a follow-up segment with Manny and then combine it together. And so it's not technically the 100th episode, but it'll be like the Avoidance special or something. The Avoidance Chronicles three-part special. It'll be three topics, hopefully, that they relate to each other. So kind of similar to what me and him did in Texas, but what me and him did not do in Panama. So look forward to that. But today's topic is a follow-up from last week because I found some extra stuff and we got some comments. Today's topic is the softer side of sex work. I think it's nice. You know, we're gonna be less judgmental and more understanding this time. I mean, not to say we were last time, but you know how people are.
More judgment, I don't care.
Correct. This is inspired by three different things. One being a few comments on our reels on YouTube. If you're not watching on YouTube, why aren't you? Well, if you're not watching on YouTube, really doesn't matter, because if you're listening to us, I digress. Also, a post on Facebook about a content creator on OnlyFans and why she did it. And lastly, we have an OnlyFans model who is going head to head with a candidate for the governor of Florida. All this and more. Let me stop. So there we go. We're going to do this. We're going to do this and go from there. So let's start with, what do you want to start with? Let's start with the video. We're going to go into, I think this is the first time we've done the immersive view. No. We're going to start with the comments. Yes, we're going to start with the comments that came in. And now I can't find the comments. There it is. All right, there we go. So from last week's Accountability and Consequences, the Curious Case of Riley Reed, we got two comments on our reels. We do have reels now, little snippets. You know, I'm putting a little effort into this podcast. The first one was, and it's funny because Manny said this. The first one was from Terry Walter 23. I can't believe they use their real names. And you said this. I remember. Yeah. It was when we were talking about, you know, okay, we'll just change your name. And you actually looked up and said, no, that's her real name. And I replied back saying, that's exactly what we said. Aren't they supposed to be using stage names such as, what's that other one? What's her name? You know what I'm talking about. The Muslim one?
Or Mia Khalifa.
Mia Khalifa. That's not her real name. You know, it's her brand. And she still uses it, which is silly, but it's her brand. And then we got a funny one from Samuel Merrill 7661. He goes, damn, I shouldn't have done adult films then. So that was that was their response. And I replied with a laugh. But yeah, no, it that's just a follow-up from it. I still stand by what we said. I definitely stand by the asinine and the hypocrisy of the whole thing. And if you're going to go into that field, why would you use your real name? You know, you and I, Manny, we have different brands, and a few of our brands, we don't use our real name. We use our talent names, what I call our talent names. We use our real names for the nice guys, at least our real first things, only because the nice guys is we're not really playing anybody. I would say is I would like to say that, you know, we're being ourselves as authentic as possible on this podcast, even though my name right now says Vibe. You know what I'm saying? But I'm changing this right now. But so that's the reason why. But beyond that, maybe in the credits, but, you know, Geek Bros, we use a different name. I've been calling myself Vibe forever. So if you don't know me personally, you'd know me as Vibe, or even more so, Dr. J was a talent name from before. So using your real name is an absolute Greek tragedy, or such an oversight or a bungle that I cannot even admit to. I don't know. Any responses from our comments?
You're definitely not going to find my feet finder.
You're name, damn right. So. You're damn right. Not even under Madman. Okay. Nope. Okay. It might just be feet though. So check it out.
Never know.
You never know. You never know. He's got a ghost account. You have to look for it. You know, some creators have that. They have ghost accounts. All right. So we're going to jump into the next one. It's just going to be the article. It's coming from Keeping It Stuggy is the post. And it says, when love and sacrifice meet, at just 20 years old, I need to
marker.
Yes, I need to marker. I need to marker this. Okay. Sorry. FB post and comments. See, guys, I'm telling you, I work on this a lot of this stuff afterwards. Now I actually care a little bit more than just drag and drop. All right. Rewind. From Facebook post, keeping it stuggy. Anyway, this post says, when love and sacrifice meet, at just 20 years old, a young woman from Arizona found herself faced with an overwhelming challenge when her father was diagnosed with Alzheimer's. His health rapidly declined due to a stroke and other complications, leaving him dependent on constant care. With mounting medical bills and insurance that barely covered the cost, she was left a difficult decision. In an effort to provide for her father's needs, she made a choice that many may not understand. She left her grocery store job and turned to online content from work from home. This wasn't for fun. Oh, this wasn't for fame, but to make sure her father had the care he deserved. Her decision now helps cover the medical expenses and gives her the peace of mind that she desperately needed. This is not the path she had envisioned for her life, but sometimes survival requires sacrifices that are not easy to explain. Love has a way of pushing us to do things we never expected. So basically, OnlyFans model. She joins OnlyFans to help pay for her dad's medical bills. Altruistic, yes. Very, very, very commendable, sure. But how do you feel about this sentiment?
I'm going to be honest and judgmental, because that's just the kind of person that I am.
I like it. I like it.
I believe that
the children are our future.
Not these kind of children. I believe that she did it because she doesn't have to worry about disappointing her father, because Alzheimer's, you forget everything. So
you're being cynical.
Yeah.
That's a cynical. I even thought about that.
I don't judge people for the choices that they make in life. However, the simplicity.
However, he judges people for the choices they make in life.
The simplistic decision to jump into sex work or video content of this nature, it's an easy out, and for me it's just like
be an easy out. People used to think that trying to do YouTube full time was an easy out, and they had a stigma on that too. So, I mean, the difference is, of course, the content. That's, of course, online sex work content. And then this is just, you know, YouTube fuckery or whatever you want to call it. But they used to think the same thing. Get a real job. Oh, you're going to focus full time on YouTube. And just like YouTube was back then, it still is. OnlyFans is a big market. You can get swallowed up by the algorithm. It's not a surefire thing. She did gamble starting an OnlyFans. And I'm going to assume that based on the post, she is successful at it, but it's not that easy, you know, to just throw your content out there, especially if you don't have an angle. And if she's as young as I assume she was, oh, she's 20 years old. I don't know what angle she chose, but I highly doubt she was like, she knew, hey, if I start OnlyFans, I know I'm guaranteed to make the money I need to take care of my father. It was a gamble. You know,
and I get it. But the thing is, like, I'm not a fan of the idea. Because, again, she could be one of these people that, like, in the future has children and is going to complain
about how
it's going to
be,
you know, whatever. And we're going to hear about it 10, 15 years from now about, oh,
dude, we're going to hear about
content.
I did it
with good intentions. Uh-huh. But what do they say about good intentions? The path to hell is paved with good intentions. So, you know, she's only going to complain about it later on in life. She's going to have her regrets. I understand the reason why she did it. However, I can't agree to it because that was just the fastest way possible to earn a decent or the substantial amount of money.
To potentially earn. It's not guaranteed. Yeah,
potentially earn. And then the other thing is you're putting this stuff out on the internet, which means all of your shit is out there forever. You're never going to get rid of it. Someone's got it somewhere. You know, somebody could use it for blackmail.
Especially with OnlyFans where, you know, I believe you can download the clips or you can pay for them. So it's not even like it's reserved on a website. This is something that can be disseminated to anybody because of the nature of some of the OnlyFans content and the way it can be used. Okay, then how about this? Because I can't identify because I am not a father of daughters. You're a father of daughters. God forbid, knock on wood, Holy Mary, Allah is good, whatever. Something was to happen to you. In lieu of, or despite, or yeah, no, in lieu of joining OnlyFans to you know, save you and make you whatever, what would you have your girls do when faced with this exact same situation?
If it's my time to go, it's my time to go. Let it happen. If not, then it'll heal itself. Listen, I understand like the love of family or whatever the case
is. Well, no, she didn't save him. She's like the medical bills were piling up.
But she's doing it to pay the medical bills that he needs. I don't want to be kept alive for.
Well, Alzheimer's.
I don't want my daughters to sacrifice their characters and themselves.
Yes.
For my benefit. Or for my health benefits or anything, for any benefit of mine. I don't want them to make that sacrifice at all. So that's why I said I can't respect her decision because I'm pretty sure this was like a thought process in her head.
Yeah.
Because you don't just work at a grocery store and then hard right go into OnlyFans out of nowhere.
Well, no, I'm pretty sure somebody brought it up and I'm pretty sure that you know, it's out there in the zeitgeist that, you know, you'll make some kind of change as if you're a decent looking woman and you go on OnlyFans, men will pay for it.
There are other avenues that you can start. You don't go straight to OnlyFans. Like I just said off air. You got some nasty ass people out there. Like,
if you're gonna do a pivot, the best bang for your risk would be OnlyFans. If you're gonna quit your regular job, unless you're talking about jumping into like something like DoorDash or something, which is doesn't really work out either. I think that if things were really that bad for her and her father, and she needed a quick gamble, OnlyFans, just short of joining like friggin' porn itself, like a real company, OnlyFans is the best bang for your best bang for your buck for the risk of losing a stable job to try and make more money to help pay for your father's medical bills.
I still couldn't.
I couldn't see a bigger bang for it. I could not see a bigger bang for the risk.
Like I said, maybe like a gradual fall into OnlyFans, not a straight hard run into OnlyFans. Like I said, feet finder.
But we know why it was a hard. It was a jump for. And plus, you know, we're assuming there wasn't a transition, but the bills. The bills probably reached critical mass. And she's like, dude, I got to do something.
I understand the reasoning behind it. I don't think
you do.
I'm not against what her reasoning is behind it. However, like I said, as a father, I don't even know how he would have been okay with the idea of this happening.
So, okay. And I respect that. You believe that was he in sound mind, sound body? Like if it was like something else that didn't affect the mind, he wouldn't be okay with his daughter turning to sex work to pay for medical bills.
Because if he was, then I've got my gripes with him as well. Because I wouldn't allow my daughters to sacrifice themselves in that manner for the sake of me. It's just not going to happen. I would literally, if something to that effect actually happened, let's just say I was in that scenario, whatever, and I was in my right mind, I would find a way to end my life so that it would stop.
Damn. You must have the most ultimate ironclad DNR that ever exists in the world.
I don't agree with that sentiment. Like, I understand why she did it. She loves her father. I get it. But as a father, I would never, I couldn't allow it to happen.
I respect that.
Again, I have no gripes or issues. Everybody does whatever they want to do. They're all adults. They make their own decisions. However, I can't just be okay with that on my own. You know, and that's just my decision. Like, I respect your decisions to do whatever you want to do. You have to respect my feelings on it.
You're right. And I didn't take into consideration that the particular disease that he has that affects the mind does give her that out to, you know, to have jumped into OnlyFans without the, because I assume there's no mother around, to jump into OnlyFans to help pay the bills without the shame or disrespect or embarrassment that the father might feel, or protest either. So I see what you're saying. I think that maybe you're right, that because it's a degenerative disease that affects the mental capacity, the mental faculties, she could have been like, well, I'm doing it for him. He doesn't know, and I don't have to worry about his judgment or his feelings. Even if it was like something more medical, he was like, no, I don't want you to do it. She did it anyway. So I get it. You're absolutely right. All right. Well, I mean, that was it. That was a quick little topic. You kind of brought me back to the center a little bit. That's good. It's about time. All right. So we're going to move on to an immersive view. We're going to now jump into. Okay.
Well, I'll read the article first.
So there we go. Trending news. Sophie Rain fires back at Florida governor's candidate OnlyFans tax proposal.
It's called the Syntax.
Yes.
And it's targeting OnlyFans in the state of Florida. And if elected, he will charge a 50% tax on OnlyFans content creators in the state of Florida. Clearly, she's not okay with it.
Right. We're gonna play that for you guys right now.
And I don't for the sake of the business, I don't falter for being against this, but whatever, here we are. I will now.
I didn't care until I'm going to bring it up. You play it up and let's see. Actually, the picture of the OnlyFans girl from that article I just read, she looks very similar to this girl here.
No, it's a different girl though.
It is a different girl, but it looks similar. They look similar.
Right, we'll play her little clip. It's 49 seconds. Here we. Oh no, wait. I can do it this way. Here we go.
Never in my whole life did I think that I would wake up and see a Florida politician trying to start beef with me for clout. So he's proposing a sin tax on BOPs, where we would have to pay 50% to the state on.
BOPs would
be. What the frick is a BOPs? What is a BOP?
I guess that's what they call themselves.
BOPs? What does BOPs stand for?
I'm not hip.
Hold on. Okay. Only fan BOPs. Hold on. I'm sorry, guys. I didn't mean this, but only fan. I listened to it, but now I just heard it. BOPs, like B-O-P-S?
I guess.
I found Bop House. Bop House is a content creator collective launched in 2024. Oh, by Sophia Rain and Aisha. Sophie, the group consists of 8 OnlyFans creators living in, a bop house. No, when she says bops, she's referring to a bunch of OnlyFans content creators living in a house together. That's what it is. Okay. Yeah, so bop house was launched, including Summer. There's a bunch of girls. I wonder if they're probably all hot. I don't know. But between ages of 19 and 24, the term bop is slang for a woman or a girl considered promiscuous or overly sexualized on social media. It is often used as an abbreviation of, baddie on point, and can refer to sex workers. OnlyFans creators such as Rain and, I don't know, this other name, have adopted the term as a form of empowerment. Of course. Okay.
Okay.
Carry on.
top of the 37 I already paid to the government. And I would be more than happy to pay that if multi-billion dollar corporations were also being properly taxed.
Facts.
But surprise, they're not. I never usually get into politics, but there are clearly better ways to raise funds from actual corrupt businesses in our country. I think that people also fail to realize that there are so many creators on this platform that do this job because they're struggling. So to tax them like that when they're literally doing it just to support their families is sad. I would much rather continue donating directly to people in need because we all really know where our tax dollars go.
It's funny because she's an OnlyFans creator. And I was like, oh, she just looks like some young girl, whatever. She's cute. That's about it. And then Mandy's like, man, he's like, oh, she's so hot. I was like, she's hot. I'm looking at this video like, what do you mean she's hot? Then I Googled her photo. I was like, oh, shit. But she looks so normal here, though. You know what I'm trying to say? Like even the shirt she's wearing screams like 16-year-old.
Well, here's the thing about what I know. Well, I know about her, at least, is she's not an idiot. She's not a ditzy, I don't know anything kind of person. She actually advocates for OnlyFans people that are doing it, not for the sake of making the content, but for the sake of living their life or whatever. And you know, she's actually pretty intelligent, you know, so her stick that she's complaining about right now actually sticks because she knows what she's talking about.
No. And, I absolutely agree.
And in the article, it says that the proceeds from this, the said tax, is going to go to education.
That's nice. There's another word, a bigger word I want to use. That's nice, but would it really though? How would we know that? How would we really know?
Here's the other thing. We all know politicians are liars. So he's probably going to run on this.
Cynical.
I'm saying, calling it as it is. And he's Republican, so whatever.
Oh.
But we already know that, you know, he's going to run on this base that, oh, we're going to put all this money towards education. Well, it's your government, our government, that took away all of the damn money from the educational system.
Right.
You trying to find a means to supplement that by taxing more money from the content creators. Sophie Rain's absolutely right. It needs to be coming from the corporations that have all these subsidiaries that don't pay any money towards anything.
Correct.
That get the tax breaks. You know, that's where all the money's coming from, and that's where it's going. And that's the issue. All these lobbyists that lobby things, you know, to influence the votes in Congress and in the House and all that stuff. Like, this is the problem that we're having in this country. And I hate to be political about the whole thing, but it is the reality of the situation.
Okay, so here it is. It's from James Fishback. It's, hey, at Sophie Rain, pay up or quit OnlyFans. As Florida governor, I will not allow a generation of smart, capable young women to sell their bodies online. So this is Florida's subnational candidate James Fishback proposes an OnlyFans sin tax of 50% for OnlyFans creators in Florida, says the money will be used to fund the education system. As Florida governor, in 1 year, I will push for the first of its kind OnlyFans sin tax. So she claps back and says, targeting a group of individuals using their job to survive when there are multi-billion dollar corrupt businesses that don't pay any taxes is insane. And then she says, sounds like you subscribed and got buyer's remorse after dropping your annual salary on an OnlyFans girl.
Skull. Yeah, I laughed at that.
So yeah, so she clapped back. That's funny. It's funny. I've never heard of this girl. And it's, you know, so clearly I'm a saint. But no, I've never heard of this girl, so I know nothing about this. I might want to learn a little more about her after I Googled her, but we'll talk about that later. but yeah, this is crazy in a funny way. I agree with her. I do. It's hypocritical, and it's virtue signaling, really. Oh, I want to make us pure again. If you don't want to be pure, you get a sin tax. Kind of like how there are some countries in the world, this is a bad example, but that they call it a scandal or a sin tax if you ask for a plastic bag, if you don't bring your own bag to the grocery store. I think New York is like that now, too. New York has no more plastic bags. I didn't know that. So I didn't know. And if you do.
But they're doing it not just because of like a religious purpose. They're doing it because they don't want the garbage lying around.
Well, correct. But he's doing it because he will not allow a generation of smart, capable young women to sell their bodies online.
But to claim it as a sin tax, you should have monarched it as something else. You shouldn't have said sin, because sin goes straight to religion, and that's
yeah. But I believe there's a sin tax on cigarettes. There is. There's a sin tax on cigarettes. I believe there's an extra. Yeah, there's an extra tax on cigarettes. It's called a sin tax or something like that. Sin tax on cigarettes. There it is. Sin tax on cigarettes.
Sun tax.
No. Sin tax on cigarettes is an excise tax levied by federal, state, and local governments to discourage smoking by making cigarettes more expensive, aiming to improve public health and to cover societal costs of tobacco-related illnesses with rates vying significantly across the United States. So, yeah, $1.1 in low states in Missouri, high in New York, plus additional taxes. Yeah, it's a sin tax. It's a sin tax on cigarettes. And they say, okay, well, it's going toward the public health and blah, blah, blah to combat. Oh, wow.
This is actually a big thing. Yeah. I didn't even know that this was like a sin tax. It's something normal that's being done.
Correct.
They do it on alcohol, tobacco, drugs, soft drinks, sugar, fast foods, fat, meat, gambling, vaping, cannabis, and pornography.
Yeah, I mean, so it's all there. So the term is there. It's just another way of getting more money from us without anything, and only a portion of it goes to whatever. So it exists. Syntax exists. So the term is normalized. But I do agree with her that for all or for none, kind of a thing. You're gonna tax them, but he's gonna focus on saying, I'm not taxing you guys because we want your money. I'm taxing you guys because we don't want you doing it. You know, as opposed to, so that's the difference between that and then, of course, taxing the uber rich. As we said, we gotta tax the OnlyFans creators because our state needs money. I get it, but he's saying it strictly is to discourage women from going on OnlyFans, to make it less lucrative. So that's the difference between what he's saying and her response. I respect her response, I do, but the way he phrased it, when I read the what do they call them? They're not called tweets anymore. What are they called? The X's, the posts.
Just put posts. I was just saying posts because
from the post, it was basically no. It's a syntax to discourage young women from joining OnlyFans and to make it less lucrative, because it can be very lucrative. So when they start out, if there's such a high tax in the beginning, they'll never make it to the high level because it's not worth the money at the beginning. So that's what it is. I know, but I don't agree with it because I know it's hypocritical. It's full of shit. They're full of shit. He's just running on a platform and. It's not what it's supposed to be. What do you think?
I agree. I think he's just trying to run on a platform to gain votes. I understand both sides of the story. I understand he's doing it because he doesn't want, or he says.
We're going to take it at face value.
He's stating that he wants to implement this to stop people from making content on this platform in the state of Florida. Understandable. No one wants their daughters to be on here. No one wants their wives, their girlfriends, or anything on here.
Absolutely.
But having said that,
most there's some kinky people out there.
Yeah,
I could see you kind of getting a little excited about having your lady on OnlyFans. I don't know.
Something
about you, man.
Listen, I in my past literally was seeing a girl and I found out she was a stripper and I was very inclined to end the relationship, but she stopped stripping.
How long ago was this? It was like 2 decades ago.
Shit.
Okay. Where is she now?
It's a long time ago.
Did she go back to stripping?
No, she's actually becoming a lawyer, studying to be a lawyer, something like that.
There you go.
Listen, I change people's lives.
You damn right you do.
I change lives around here. So ladies, if you want something changed, I got you.
That's right. Manny out here saving lives. Okay.
One hole at a time. I mean,
if you or your loved one is on OnlyFans and you need help, contact Dr. Manny at drmanny@yahoo.com. Dear Dr. Manny.
And Jesus.
Dear Dr. Manny at yahoo.com. Kind of a thing. So yeah, so this goes back to the slogan, which is what's behind me. Sex work is sex work is work or sex work is real work, a slogan and a political stance asserting that consensual exchange of sexual services for money or goods is labor, not inherently criminal or immoral, well, okay, and should be treated as such for labor rights, health, and safety, distinct from human trafficking. So proponents advocate for decriminalization to reduce violence, improve health access, and grant rights, while opponents argue that the term minimizes the inherent exploitation, commodification, and links to its trafficking, suggesting it protects the industry rather than individuals. So, you know, it's one of those like women's freedoms things where sex work is real work and don't discriminate against us because, you know, this is how we're getting our money. Is it immoral? I guess, you know, is it stigmatized? You better believe it is. Is it being normalized? Yes.
But yes. That's the other problem is that people need to understand sex work has been around forever.
I think it's the oldest profession. I think that's what they say sometimes. Yeah. Sex work is the oldest profession.
And it all it's done is adapt to the
technology.
So, you know, it's just a matter of whose morals are in charge or being pushed during the conversation, and that's basically where it comes from, you know, the lack of empathy and the pushback from it. Do I agree with it? Like I said, to each his own. Everybody does whatever they want to do. Just don't push it on me. And I don't want that for my daughters. Again, if it ever happened, knock on wood, that they decided to go that route for whatever reason, I can't say that I would fully support what would happen. However, you know, if they're an adult, they make the decisions on their own.
Correct.
They have to also respect my reaction towards it, which is not going to be positive, but
that's an understatement.
But you know, it is what it is. If I have to respect the decision that's made, the respect also has to be given for my reaction. That's just how I look at it.
What you want is that you have to respect their decision, but they have to accept the consequences is from you, basically.
Yeah. And respect the fact that I'm going to be like, nah.
Like, whoa.
Like, you're my daughter. I love you. But yeah, you are now... like the stepchild.
Yeah, you are now persona non grata. Like, I will not go and have waffles with you in public. It just won't happen.
Nah, I'll eat waffles by myself.
So what if that was to happen and then a year or two or three into it, they do a whole change of heart and they're like, you know what? This is a terrible idea. I can't believe I did this and whatever. Would you come around or would you still be like, look, man, you screwed up. I respect that you're coming around. You know, God bless.
I would have to say it depends on how the turnaround was. Like if they just was like, oh, it didn't work out for me or whatever, and they did nothing with it, I'd be like, all right, well, you were just looking for the quick dollar, apparently. But if they were actually doing something meaningful with their money or their earnings, I should say, I mean, it would have to
I
be
love,
like,
I love putting in this position. I don't have any daughters. I never will have any daughters. So I love this. It's something I don't even have to ever consider and be concerned about. I love it.
It just to me, it would just have to be like, I mean, you'd have to earn that part of me back.
Huh. How? Because exactly. Because all right. Like, to earn something back for somebody is that they did you something wrong and they have to be forgiven for a particular behavior they did to you. This is not something they did to you specifically. And it's also something that can't just disappear.
It would technically be done to me, because if you're able to make that decision, you have an adult mindset enough to know how I would feel against it.
Correct. Okay, let's say it was done to you. It wasn't done specifically intentionally to upset you, kind of a thing. They knew it could. They knew it probably would, but they didn't do and say, hey, F you, Dad, I'm going to go do OnlyFans in your face. You know, trust me, it was like, listen, I got to do what I got to do. I'm sorry you feel that way, but I got to do what I got to do, kind of. So it was tangentially upsetting to you, but it wasn't their intention. See what I'm trying to say? How do you get earned forgiveness when somebody does something that wasn't intentionally done to hurt you, or at the very most, disregarded how you'd feel about it?
Like I said, it have to be done. it would depend on what they choose to do with their lives afterwards. Like, I can't be proud of, you know, any one of my daughters being a porn star and then flipping their lives just to go work at a grocery store or be a pizza delivery person. Now, if they flipped themselves and got a great education and became like a fucking successful doctor, then I'd be like, all right, we could talk. Cause that means you just put yourself in a different path and actually did something with yourself. But I don't know. It all depends on where it goes.
So this is so tricky. I have so many scenarios I want to bring up, but I don't want to put this stuff into the universe. But you're the only one, you know, that can. I think you're the only one that I know with a daughter, or that I know that personally with daughters or a daughter that I could just pick apart with this. But anyway, we're gonna move on from that. So I mean, that's pretty much the whole episode as a wrap up, guys. I mean, I loved it. It's fantastic. This is short and sweet. Any last words, final thoughts on either the three things that we discussed, the comments from the last video, or I'm sorry, the last podcast, the Facebook post, or Sophie Rain?
I mean, I pretty much just said everything that came to mind when it came to everything. I mean, I can't agree with such decisions. I agree with Sophie Rain as far as taxing government or whatever, or I'm sorry, companies and corporations. And as far as our comments, they were kind of dry.
They were kind of dry.
But I agree with
that's the only ones that I found. I mean, it could be more. I just haven't checked. But when I saw these two back to back, I said, oh, this will be fun. Let me clip this. There could be more. I don't know. I haven't checked. I only check our social medias when I'm posting a new episode. After that, I got to move on to the next project. So that's the thing.
I mean, and don't get me wrong. I appreciate all of the comments that we get. I wish we got a lot more.
We will.
I welcome comments, all of them, even the bad ones, the trash ones, whatever. I welcome all of them. I just want
be careful what you wish for.
I just want a little bit more of a back and forth like that.
You want more engagement.
Yeah, like that one guy that went back and forth with us about
we talked about that on the air, did we?
No, we didn't.
Oh my god.
That
we
one
should
guy
have. That would have been great. About
children having to be appreciative of the minimal that their parents give them or whatever. That was a good little back and forth. And
it was.
At the end of the day, he was just like, listen, I'm not going to change how I feel, and I don't expect to change how you guys feel. So
yeah,
whatever. And if that gentleman watches this episode, our back and forth is never to change anybody's minds. Everybody can feel and think the way that they want.
It's always to change minds for me.
I'm not trying to change anybody. I'm trying to bring everybody to Jesus. And
Amen. Yeah, no, sorry. Those are the only comments that we got on that reel. Even the reel after that got twice as many views.
But if we're not trying to change anybody's mind, we offer a different perspective on certain things.
Yep.
And in the event that it does change people's minds, then so be it. If it doesn't, that's fine. Just we're offering a different perspective outside the box. Again, I'm one of two and a half hosts because the third one is kind of whatever, that went all the way to marriage and actually had children and, you know, everything to that point. I bring a different style of relationship there. I'm also, I'm also the only one with girls. You know, Jason has two boys and Joe has the one son. So it's like, I'm the only one that brings a different aspect. And I'm an unfeminine feminist, meaning I am not power to women. However, not full power to women. Like, women can be wrong. It is a thing.
Oh, well, I mean, yeah, of course. So you don't hashtag believe all women?
No.
All right, well, hashtag me too. No, I get what you're saying. I like it. I don't have anything else to add to that, guys, because again, I don't have that perspective. And it's funny how you say that, because the two and a half hosts or two and a quarter hosts, we all have certain levels. It's like a cell phone bar. I've never had a real long-term relationship. I never got married, but I have two kids. Joe has had long-term relationships, has one kid up there. Manny has had the ultimate long-term relationship. He's married, had kids and divorced. So he kind of has, you know, we're all single men, but we're all single men for different reasons. And it's we also have different levels of parenting, different levels of relationship history and relationship experience. I find it to be really funny, you know what I'm saying? Because where Manny has the marriage experience, I have the woes of what it's like to be dating in the real world experience kind of thing. So he can talk about long-term relationships and marriage while I'm like, dating ain't a slice of cup of tea or whatever, you know, a slice of pie. So it's fun.
I like
and then,
that, yeah.
And then of course, Joe's there. So other than that, he's there. He's got a little bit of both.
We all have our different messes, and Joe's still in his. So yeah. we're trying to get him out of it, I guess.
Trying to get him out of it. But but yeah, so that's about it. So thanks for listening to our little special. It's our follow-up to the accountability. It's a little softer side of sex work. The next episode will be probably a Manny original, probably something lighthearted and fun. But that's it. I'm Jason. That's Manny. And thank you for your time.
The last of the nice guys. Follow, like, and subscribe on Twitter and Instagram at Last Nice Guys. Facebook.com/Last Nice Guys. Or email lastofthenice guys@yahoo.com.
This is an audio production of Vibe Revelation Studios, the cure for your common day. VibeRevStudios.com.